within your own journal, saying you're sorry, and then reading it to a friend instead of to the person and letting it go. It might mean just letting that person go once and for all, instead of holding on. See, indirectly, we can settle a lot of things in our life. The important part of the 8th and 9th step, by the way, is not to settle things with other people. It's to settle them inside of you, once and for all. To become peaceful within. See, when we talk about making amends, we're talking about being peaceful inside of us. Experience the gift within us. The amends has to come from us on the inside. That's what's so special about it. These steps are not necessarily talking about straightening out things with other people. Because they can only be straightened out with others when the other person is willing to have them straightened out. Remember that, please. So many of us live our lives waiting for somebody else to come to us and say, I accept the way you are. They may never accept the way you are, and that's okay. They don't have to. So in making amends, we have to learn the gift of letting go, the gift of settling it inside of us. I only got one circumstance in my life where I realized today I just had to let the person go. That's all. I can't do anymore. And whatever that is going on in their life is going on in their life. I've got to get on and realize that inside of me, I can move on, I can forgive, and I can let go. And that's what's important. We learn in the 8th and 9th step not to carry things inside of you anymore. Not to carry old hurts, old grudges, old situations. To learn to let go of them. To learn to realize you can let go of them. That's the beautiful part of the 8th and 9th step. It's a letting go step once and for all. Again, it's becoming clear and settling things in the course of your life. That leads us to the next 3 steps, the final steps, and the most beautiful steps of the program, the spiritual steps, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th steps. In order to get to those steps, you have to understand something about the first 9 steps. The first 9 spiritual steps of our journey have taught us how to work on ourselves, how to settle things inside of ourselves, how to put things to rest, how to get to know who we are, how to develop good positive attitudes. Once we begin to do that, we are then ready for the real spiritual journey of the 10th step. In the 10th step, it says to make a daily inventory of your life. Sounds real simple. But the 10th step is so special because it presumes that you have a very basic attitude in your life. It presumes you have the attitude within that you look at yourself positively. See, the first 9 steps develop good self-esteem within us. In the 10th step, we now realize something. I am somebody special. Therefore, every day I spend time on me. Now think about that for a couple of minutes. So many of us don't spend time with ourselves. We don't. I don't care if it's 15 to 20 minutes a day. To be able just to spend time with yourself and enjoy your own company and enjoy who you are, enjoy the gift of yourself, is the greatest moment of your life. But it means you have to have an attitude that you enjoy your own company. You enjoy being with yourself. You enjoy your own presence. Isn't that neat? That's the gift of the 10th step. It means I am so valuable and I am so special that every day that I'm alive, I spend some time with me because I enjoy my own company. And that's neat. That's what it's all about. That's neat and special. The 10th step also teaches us 3 basic principles, which I love. It teaches us the principles of developing a sense of balance in our life. There are 3 words I always use in the 10th step, which are kind of neat. I use the word honeymoon, reality, and balance. Now visualize this on a journey of life. Every journey of life should have a mixture of many, 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 many honeymoons. Honeymoons are neat. They're special. Honeymoons are special moments in life where you really enjoy the joy and the specialness of life. Honeymoon is a new discovery, a discovery of life. That's why I refer to the 10th step as a discovery step. In the honeymoon step, what happens is you discover something new, a new part of the journey of your life. When you first discover it, you should fall in love with it and have a honeymoon with it and enjoy it and go crazy with it. And then all of a sudden, it's tempered by that old bugaboo called reality. Reality is real. But reality is necessary because what reality does is it